This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, as you may have heard on Morning Edition last week, the New York Times is using the word lie often in its coverage of Donald Trump. And I think we all know politicians have a habit of stretching the truth a little bit, obfuscating the truth perhaps, exaggerating. But, Will, we don't hear the word lie often used to describe something politicians say. That's a pretty direct word. We don't often hear politicians described in the news media as liars. So this is a bit unusual, isn't it?
But Donald Trump is very unusual. He's an unprecedented candidate, someone who continues to step in it at every chance he gets. And I think it's hard to argue with the New York Times for using this word. Now, maybe in hindsight, they could have stepped back and just basically reported the facts that he said this at one sitting and this at another setting. Mm-hmm. But what else to call it but a falsehood? And as the editor in charge in this NPR interview said, a falsehood is another word for lie. A lie is a lie.
Yeah, and lie suggests that you know the intent of the person who is saying the law or saying whatever statement they were saying. So the New York Times is, I guess, taking almost an unprecedented step in saying that they believe that Trump is intentionally telling people a lie, telling people something false. A lot of reporters, a lot of journalists don't like to say that someone is intentionally telling a lie or giving a falsehood of some kind because it suggests that we know what the person's actually up to, what they're thinking. And typically we don't know. What I tell my students is we usually will know the lowercase t truth, but we may never know the uppercase t truth. You know, and that's a good visual way of thinking about it in the students. It helps the students because we as journalists may go and find the facts, but we may never know how it really transpired. Because it's just what people are telling us a lot of the time. And people get it wrong quite a bit. But when it came to the birther movement, this is why they brought this up. Because, Trump saying that Obama was not born in America or born on U.S. soil at all. There were plenty of documents and people who came out and said, I was the nurse who was, helped deliver Barack Obama in that hospital in Hawaii. There were people who said that. And Trump, regardless of the facts out there, kept stating over and over for many years that he was not a U.S. citizen.
Yes. Even after all the evidence was out there, he continued on with that lie. There is no other way to describe it. And so, again, though, this is not a word we often hear used by reporters. It just seems like a pretty harsh statement, a pretty strong, perhaps, a statement, a strong stand by the New York Times.
And certainly it's a word that we should use carefully and not use at all if we can help it to remain objective and straightforward reporting. But given the track record that and really reckless disregard, I think, for the truth that the candidate Trump has had. I think it's hard, going back to the birther comparison, going back to the other false claims that he makes. I mean, how much more rope can you give him before he hangs himself, before some news organization, and might as well be a reputable one like the New York Times, to call him out on this and call it is for what it is. Say what it is. If it looks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's a duck. It's what it is.
Do you think other news organizations will follow this lead? Do you think we'll hear other reporters or read in other newspapers descriptions of Donald Trump being a liar?
I think it's very possible that now that the New York Times has picked up the flag and said, okay, this is a lie. Trump said a lie. I think other journalists might feel more comfortable to be able to do the same thing.
Of course, Trump has been calling Hillary Clinton a liar. Do you think some media will feel obligated to point out when she is not being 100% truthful, and will they start referring to her as a liar?
Certainly, I could foresee that, and trying to present a balanced point of view, I could definitely see that. And given the media that we have out there that tends to lean left or right, especially see that as a very good chance of occurring. Either way, Donald Trump, though, with this track record that he's presented with us and that he's left with, I think it just becomes increasingly difficult not to say just what it is. And after some time, he was probably bound to end up in this kind of circumstance anyway.
Well, I guess the question is, you know, does Hillary Clinton's aversion to the truth on some topics rise to the same level as Donald Trump's aversion to the truth, where now we have the New York Times referring to him as a liar? I mean, would it be fair to say the same thing of her or other politicians who avoid the truth?
Well, in regard to Hillary Clinton, a lot of the topics that people have an issue with her are regarding her, regarding how she handles things. So it's really her interpretation of how she has handled something that she has firsthand knowledge of. And in Trump's case, it's something that he has no firsthand knowledge of. And there are other documents and there are records that, you know, the U.S. is perfectly fine with saying that Obama is a U.S. citizen. But with, you know, with Hillary, it was with the email scandal. So it's her word versus maybe with the FBI's word or someone else's word. It's all about what she has to say about something or her conduct.
And I think this is about Trump speaking about things that I think he's abysmally ignorant about versus Hillary, who has been a state, who has been a senator, has served as Secretary of State, and has knowledge of things that might tend to stretch the truth as politicians are wont to do. But this is a whole new level of presenting falsehoods and lying. And this is something where he is just pulling something out of his ear for the sake of impressing people at a podium. And I think it's high time, and I think it's good that the New York Times is holding him to this standard, even if it has to go about calling him a liar.
Well, at the risk of sounding like I'm making a political statement, I find Trump to be a snake oil salesman. He is just saying, like you say, Will, he's a lot of time, it seems like he's just making it up as he goes along, and he's saying whatever he thinks he needs to say to get people on his side. And yes, that is... To me, that's a snake oil salesman, and a snake oil salesman is a liar.
Especially for someone who's known for speaking off script, not going from the teleprompter or the prepared notes or following what his handlers say. He was bound to hang himself for making such claims anyway, and I think that's just the result that we're seeing here. Such an unprecedented person that's just reckless in his approach.
This election season sure seems like a reality TV show. And
absolutely.
I mean, with Donald Trump right on board, that's where it was obviously going to head, and that's where it is now.
And suppose this is popular media influencing, you know, this campaign to our detriment, I suppose. But maybe that's the case, too.
Yeah. Well, we talked on this program a month or so ago about how you know, some large media say that the Trump campaign was good for their ratings during the primary. And yes, this has been like a reality TV show, and that is not a compliment. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.